The state's Fast Ferry lawsuit is underway again. There have been delays and bumps along the way in the complicated two-year-old case, including the principal builder of the vessels being dropped from the lawsuit. But now the case appears headed for trial in April. KTOO's Matt Miller has the latest from Juneau.
It's full steam ahead for a lawsuit over alleged defects in the high-performance diesel engines for the state's Fast Ferries. State attorneys say they've deposed some potential witnesses and received documents relevant to the case as part of the discovery process, but they're still anxious about other key documents apparently still missing as the early April trial date approaches. The state of Alaska and the Alaska Marine Highway System are suing the company that made the allegedly defective engines for the Fast Ferries Fairweather and Chinigo. The Fast Ferries engines were built by German company MTU Friedrichshafen. American company MTU Detroit Diesel, now renamed as Tognum America, which maintained the engines, is also named as a defendant in the suit. Judge Philip Hallenberg has been assigned to the case. A pretrial status hearing was held in Juneau Superior Court.
This case has been pending a long time. It's certainly the most complex case on my docket.
Senior Assistant Attorney General Dana Burke is lead attorney in the team representing the state of Alaska and the Alaska Marine Highway System. He wants to stick to the predetermined trial date to arrange for witness travel and other trial logistics. But as the discovery process wraps up, Burke says he's still waiting for the production of key documents.
Test results from the blown engine of the Fairweather from 2004. We have deposed several MTU witnesses who said there was basically a full autopsy on that engine. It would have likely included photographs, data, notes. For all we know, computer information. These engines come with their own computer information storage technology.
Burke also wants complete records related to MTU's contract to provide the engines to Director Shipyard, the company that built the ferries. They include purchase orders that may contain warranty disclaimers passed on from the manufacturer to the immediate purchaser of the engines, but not on to the remote purchaser or the eventual consumer of the engines, which is the state ferry system in this case. Judge Pallenberg signaled that it may become a pivotal issue in this case and a new issue never before considered by Alaska courts.
And so if the manufacturer's limitation attempt to limit its liability depends on the happenstance of whether somebody outside the manufacturer's control passes the disclaimers on to the next person in the chain, that might be contrary to the policies behind the Morrow holding. Some states have held otherwise. It's a question of first impression. I said that's an argument that can be made. I'm not saying it's an argument I would accept, but I think it's an open question of law.
Retired Judge Douglas Serdaily, who currently specializes in environmental and antitrust issues in his Anchorage-based practice, is now representing MTU. Serdaily says keeping the April trial date is important for them as well.
Like the state, we will have witnesses traveling here to the trial, perhaps some from Germany and some from around the country. So we appreciate the courts holding that time frame open for us.
Another member of MTU's legal team says documents previously requested by the state of Alaska are being produced. The Connecticut company that built the ferries, Director Shipyard, filed for bankruptcy protection last January and is not currently part of the lawsuit. The early April trial is expected to run at least 3 weeks. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.